Hey everyone, this is Ben here from the YouTube channel Ben the Baptist, and I wanted to record a quick video to make it clear that I stand with First Works Baptist Church and Pastor Bruce Mejia over in El Monte, California. Apparently his church was firebombed early this morning, sometime around 1:30 in the morning. These filthy, disgusting domestic terrorists vandalized his church, broke the windows out via an explosion. Pastor Mejia is being persecuted right now, hardcore, because he takes a biblical stand against the sodomites. And it's interesting to me how the fake news media and the left love to claim that, oh, it's Bible-believing Christians and fundamentalists and these quote-unquote extremists who are a plague in our society today, and that they need to be put in check and they're responsible for inciting violence, when you consistently see over and over and over again, whether it's Black Lives Matter or Antifa or this situation right here, that violence more often than not emanates from the left. It emanates from these bunch of fag hags, from these bunch of sodomite sympathizers, from sodomites themselves, from people who hate God. The Bible says in Romans chapter 1, and even as they didn't like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. And so this is typical of these kind of people, because they have no conscience. They're the biggest hypocrites in the world. They'll sit there and claim, oh, love is love. All we do is love people. We just want to love everyone. We just want to accept everyone. But then they'll send you death threats. But then they'll threaten to murder your family. Then they'll send you vile, filthy emails and text messages and YouTube comments and Facebook comments against you, because you actually believe what the Bible says. And all they're doing is substantiating what Scripture says about these beasts when they behave in this way. And you know, Moses asked the children of Israel, who's on the Lord's side? That's my question to Christianity out there. Who is on the Lord's side? Where are the Baptist preachers who are now going to stand up and say, I support Pastor Mejia. I stand against perverts and predators and God haters. I stand with the man of God. Where are they today? Why don't they stand up? Why don't they have the guts to say, I support First Works Baptist Church? You know, there are some preachers who are part of a righteous remnant who are doing that right now, and I appreciate that, but there ought to be some more. And, you know, these churches, these Baptist churches in the El Monte, California area, I want to see them get up and say, I support Pastor Mejia. I think every Bible-believing Christian needs to make it clear where they stand. There's a war going on today right now. There's a war going on over the truth. There's a war going on for the innocent, for the children of our society today. These bunch of sodomites, they want to indoctrinate children. They want to brainwash children. I'm sure this YouTube video will get taken down by YouTube, because it's okay for these God haters to put out a video just, you know, defiling children with their filth. That's fine. But I can't put a video out in support of Pastor Bruce Mejia. So I guess watch and share this while you can, because I'm sure it's going to get nuked by big tech and by the leftists in control of big tech, who despise free speech and don't want a marketplace of ideas, because they know inherently that their ideas suck, and that if there was a free marketplace of ideas on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter, that their ideology would be debunked easily, all right? They're cowardly, they're spineless. And right now, Pastor Mejia is involved in a battle. Who's going to stand with him? That's my question for you guys out there. Who's going to stand with Pastor Mejia? Who's going to say, I am on the side of the man of God. I believe the Bible today. I believe what the Word of God says about the sodomites. I believe what the Word of God says about marriage. I believe what the Word of God says about every single hot button issue that is supposedly controversial with respect to the world. But you know what? It ought not to be, because America at one point used to propagate a scriptural view on this particular issue and other issues as well. It's society that's changed, not us. We as Bible-believing Christians are standing on the Word, and I commend Pastor Mejia for taking a biblical stand. I commend Pastor Mejia for preaching the Bible and ripping face on this subject. He is facing the backlash of that right now. But you know what? If you're a member of his church, to me, I look at this and I think, and I know it's hard. It's probably hard to do this, but I look at this and I rejoice. If I'm a member of that church right now, I'm rejoicing. You just earned, Pastor Mejia himself, of course, also has earned so many rewards in heaven for what they're going through right now. So it's fine. You know what? Go ahead. You know, these bunch of haters of God, these reprobates, they want to try and bully us and they want to make it appear as if they're winning. And, you know, it seemingly maybe might appear that way with the fact that they have the corporate media on their side. They have pretty much every multinational corporation on their side. They have the political establishment on their side. They have the devil on their side. Sure. Seemingly, they are winning right now, but their end is going to be hellfire. And at the end of the day, God's people have already won, by the way, because the Bible says, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. All right? So we've already won the war. They might appear, or it might seem like they're winning right now, but the reality is they're not. And God's going to avenge. God's going to make sure they get dealt with. So all I want to say is this. Thank you, Pastor Bruce Mejia. Thank you, First Works Baptist Church. I love you guys. And my prayer is that you guys are able to get back up and running as soon as possible in that church building, and that the people responsible for this face the wrath of God.